The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, November 15, 2022. After visiting stands of companies from the United States attending the Havana International Fair, FIHAV, 2022 on Monday, the Cuban head of state reaffirmed that for a long time there have been lights to establish commercial ties between the two nations. Cuba has the will, with all due respect, and the ability to be on equal terms to establish dialogues with the United States and bring both countries closer, the president said. We have never put up a barrier to it. It has been the economic blockade by the United States that has placed them, Díaz-Canel insisted in statements to reporters. Opportunities for foreign investment in Cuba are also open to U.S. companies and Cuban Americans. Although there is a will, economic restrictions prevent many of the negotiations, both for the U.S. side and for ours, and even for companies from other countries, due to the internationalization of the blockade law, he warned. Regarding the progress made in other sectors of Cuba-United States relations, Díaz-Canel recalled the migration talks held last week, where a lot of progress was made. The Alba Culture Center in Havana will offer a concert entitled Cantata to Havana this Tuesday, on the eve of the 503rd anniversary of the founding of the city. Scuola Cantorum Coralina, presided by Maestro Alina Urraca, will be one of the special guests. This time, Lisandra Rodriguez will conduct the group, according to the program released. Female choir Ensemble Vocal Luna, the choral group of the Cuba Telecommunications Enterprise SA, and Novel Voz Vocal Group will also join the festivities. Several cultural institutions in Havana scheduled a broad agenda to celebrate the 503rd anniversary of the village of San Cristobal de La Habana. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization declared the historic center of this capital and its fortification system a World Heritage Site in 1982. The president of the People's Supreme Court, Rubén Remigio, stressed that Cuba's judicial system prioritizes educational and inclusive work with people who have committed crimes and are serving part of their sentence in freedom. At the inauguration of the 11th National Workshop on the System of Control, Influence, and Attention to People Who Extinguish Sanctions in Freedom, being held in Havana, Remigio explained that various agencies, organizations, and communities work together for the reincorporation of those sanctioned into society. For her part, People's Supreme Court Vice President Maricela Sosa explained that the Constitution of the Republic, approved in 2019, recognizes the state's will to favor, in its prison policy, the social reintegration of people deprived of freedom and those who serve other kinds of sentences. She stressed that the execution of sanctions in Cuba is governed by the principles of legality, humanism, equality, the right to defense, judicial protection, and access to justice. And in the international agenda, we have that Argentina's National Administration of Social Security confirmed on Monday the beginning of payment of the first installment of a food reinforcement for adults without income, a measure that will benefit people between 18 and 64 years of age. Recently, government spokeswoman Gabriela Cerruti explained that this action is aimed at supporting those who do not have other state assistance or registered assets. She pointed out that despite receiving a country indebted by former President Mauricio Macri, the administration of President Alberto Fernández has recovered and faced the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine. We are complying with the science financing law. We are carrying out the project for the construction of the Néstor Kirchner gas pipeline, and we have achieved that Argentina play a major role in the world, world, especially in the energy sector, the spokeswoman added. Cerruti regretted that all this does not appear in the newspapers, which also do not reflect the inauguration of an early childhood center per day, the delivery of more than 60,000 houses to needy families, and the work to finish 140,000 more. With this spirit, we will continue carrying this government forward, she said. Meanwhile, independent consultant Bernal Monge pointed out in an extensive opinion article published in Croy.com that the term for Costa Rica as Central America's Switzerland, given by Costa Rican humanist Mario Sancho, is no longer true. Monge underlined that Costa Rican society lives in a crisis of values as never before, and many want to get rich or have money by making the slightest efforts. They look for easy money from drug trafficking and illicit businesses. Regarding the deterioration of the environment, Monge noted that there are increasing irreversible damages due to the construction of large urbanizations and that for more than 25 years, Costa Rica has failed to reduce poverty from the 20% level and with nearly 100,000 people in extreme poverty. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.